prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another week here at the Superhuman Nation, and we're kicking the week off with a fantastic show during the first hour. I'll be joined by Brooks Kubik to talk about something really interesting. It's so absurd that Brooks actually had to snope it before coming on the air today. The psychology profession wants to make healthy eating a mental disorder. This is not a joke, folks. This is not from The Onion, I can promise you. Then at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Leif Richardson to talk about, can bees be saved by nature's medicine cabinet? We're going to tell you what nature's medicine cabinet is during the second hour. I just want to mention a couple things. First of all, Superhuman Radio is made possible through a special grant from All American Pharmaceutical and their product line, All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the All-American EFX Sports banner ads to learn more. And, of course, if you have a student loan and you would like some relief, the American government has earmarked tens of millions of dollars to help forgive all or part of your loan. This is not a joke. Go to FedAidAdvisors.com today to learn more. Make the burden lighter on yourself using these government dollars. We had one woman who emailed us and said, her student loan went from $300 a month to $45 a month thanks to FedAidAdvisors.com. Check them out. Brooks Kubik, how are you, Dr. Brooks? We're going to call you Dr. Brooks for the first segment. How's that sound?
That sounds good, Carl. I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Are you sure you're fine, Brooks? Because you may have a mental illness and not realize it.
You know, I think that probably by the end of the show, and in fact maybe in the first segment, we're going to determine that one of us or both of us has a mental disorder.
Well, so we have to say that, well, I want to say something, and I want to be cautious not to take on too much of a ranting type of an attitude here. No, I really do, but do you think psychology as a whole is a pseudoscience or a real legitimate science?
I think that psychology and psychiatry are sciences that have struggled and that are only now, particularly with a lot of work about nutrition and mental health, only now starting to break out into true scientific disciplines.
Okay. Okay.
I should give a disclaimer that says that I've had a family member who had a lot of psychiatric treatment, and I'm not a fan of the profession.
Okay, and I can say that to a degree as well, because my mother underwent numerous shock treatments, unfortunately. I know, when that was a standard of care back then. It was barbaric, yep, at best. But anyway, so let's talk about this. So a study has been published, and it's being picked up by a lot of the mainstream media, including CNN and even magazines that tend to be a little highbrow, like Fast Company, espousing that if you worry about eating clean, if you strive to, quote-unquote, eat healthy, that you may actually have a mental disorder that we've talked about on the show over the years called orthorexia. But the vagueness of the new information makes just about everybody and anybody who understands that food choices can lead to diseases actually coming under the heading of having a mental disorder. So why don't you quiz me using the guideline to see if, in fact, I fall into that category. Maybe I don't.
Okay. Well, these are the diagnostic criteria for orthorexia, and it's It's what people are seriously throwing out there as guidelines to determine if someone has a mental disorder.
Okay.
Number one, Carl, do you consume a nutritionally unbalanced diet because of concerns about food purity?
Who determines what is considered nutritionally balanced and unbalanced in this discussion?
If it's not the I'm going to suppose here, I'm supposing that the balanced diet is the standard American diet.
Then absolutely, I consume a diet higher in fat than what is considered healthy and safe. I consume a diet higher in raw cholesterol than what is considered prudent and healthy. I also consider a diet far lower in grain and cereal grain-based carbohydrates than is recommended by the American government. I avoid certain foods entirely as a result of that. So I would have to say yes to that first question.
Okay, so according to the American government, your diet is unbalanced.
Yes.
And because you have concerns about food purity leading you to this, you meet diagnostic criteria number one.
Okay, but that's not all there is. There's more to
no,
it.
No,
so
there's
I can
more.
Still save myself. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you two or more of the following, and you may need help. You are preoccupied about eating impure or unhealthy foods and how they might affect your physical or emotional health.
Preoccupied is a pretty broad word. I don't think I'm preoccupied because I've already invested a lot of effort into knowing what to navigate around and what to choose.
Okay.
So I should have had this open ahead of time. Let's see something. P-R-E.
Yeah, well, let's go to the next criteria then. Do you spend 3 or more hours a day reading about, acquiring, or preparing certain kinds of food you believe to be pure?
And I don't like their use of the word pure, quite frankly.
Isn't that strange?
That they use the word pure, right?
Yeah, it's like almost a theological term, the pure versus the impure.
Yeah.
It's scary, yeah.
I would say only because I do this radio show, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Would I spend 3 hours or more? Once again, I have invested a lot of time up front, so I don't have to invest that much time now on the back end. So I'd probably say maybe more like an hour and a half I would spend to 2 hours reading articles about the linkage between certain nutritional choices being high-risk behaviors and health. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And note that question implies that there is something wrong about spending a significant amount of time acquiring or preparing healthy foods.
Right.
So, for example, if you spend an hour out in the garden.
Yeah, that's right. Gardening would be considered part of this this mental illness.
Yeah. You go to the farmer's market. You do anything other than fast food. Might have an issue here. That's kind of scary. So here's another one. You rigidly avoid any food that you deem to be unhealthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The same way I rigidly avoid known hazards that have a high probability of taking my life. Like, I wouldn't take a loaded gun, cock it, and put it in my mouth as a joke because I know that the risk of me blowing my brains out is pretty high. So, yeah, I would navigate around that in life for sure.
Okay. And I think that the emphasis here is on the rigidity, which is interesting because when I was growing up, if you were on a diet to make weight for the wrestling team, you darn well stuck to your diet rigidly because you didn't want to let yourself, your coach, your teammates down by not making weight. And similarly, in all the strength training magazines that I read when I was a kid, they talked about healthy diet, and a healthy diet was not something that you did once in a while or you did when you were when you felt like it. It was something that you did all the time. So there's that.
So far, I'm yes on all these, so I guess I have a mental illness.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if I can get disability. I can stop doing the show, and I can sit home and maybe get $60,000 a year.
Well, yeah, you know, that's an interesting thought. Will this lead to disability claims? So do you feel, here's an interesting one, do you feel guilty if you eat foods you believe to be, here's that bad word, impure?
I guess I do feel guilty about it. When I don't obsess about it, but if there's no other choice for food and I have to eat something, I'm not going to starve myself to death. And in fact, we had this discussion last year, Elisa and I, you know, would I eat a McDonald's hamburger if that is all there was? Absolutely. I'm not stupid. I wouldn't die because the food doesn't fit what I'm looking for. But at the same time, I recognize that it was a bad choice, so that recognition could be labeled as guilt.
Well, if you had the option and you chose fast food versus something you believed was healthier, and you chose the less healthy food, how would you feel?
I feel guilty.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have made a better choice. Why didn't I make that better choice? Absolutely.
Okay. And how about this? Wish we had someone else on the show to get a second opinion. You are intolerant of the food beliefs of others.
That's not me. But that is a large portion of what I would consider the vegan population.
I would agree with that, and I would also, so as not to leave our vegan friends out there, I would say a whole lot of people in the diet and nutrition community are intolerant of everyone else.
Right. In fact, we've talked about this. I think you and I have talked about this, mm-hmm. the fact that diet has become the new religion. It's people defend it almost like you would defend a faith-based religion. You know, it's not science, it's scientism. You know?
Exactly. It's you have a lot of zealots advocating everything, and the problem is the zealotry turns people off and pushes them away from what might be wonderful ideas from a diet and nutrition and health standpoint, but the person who's pushing it turns you off. That's the problem. How about this? And this is another one. This is strange. Doesn't strike me as scientific, but that's just my opinion. You spend an excessive proportion of your income on, again, here's the word, pure foods.
Well, since healthy choices cost more money, I would say I spend more on my food choices than had I followed the standard American diet and was motivated to buy the dollar cheeseburger, you know, at some fast food place and get by. So, yeah, my choices are definitely more expensive than the average American diet choices. But I don't spend more on food than I do on other things like mortgages and health insurance, which is a laughable expense for me. You know, no, I don't think I would say it would be more than the average American choice. So I don't know that I would answer yes to that one completely.
Well, that's an unusual one because it has this factor of what is excessive, what's an excessive proportion of your income, and you know, I mean, you could bounce back and you could say, well, how much do I spend on food compared to health care?
There you go.
You know, for example, or how much do I spend on food compared to nutritional choices?
Cable TV.
How much do I spend on food compared to cable TV? That's the easy one.
Or let's say technological trapments in general. How much do I spend on food compared to my combined bill for cable TV, Wi-Fi internet at home, my iPhone, and that special service that goes with that, and any other technological services I pay for so that I can have the creature comforts that are popular today? But I got a feeling that most people spend more than they pay for their car on those combined expenses.
I think you're right. And the interesting thing when you look at this, if you want to make sure that you do not have orthorexia, probably the best thing to do is to eat fast food once a day.
Right.
And follow the standard American diet the rest of the time.
Well, okay. And what I was thinking was exactly that, but slightly different terminology. And I was thinking, well, you could just continue to eat the mindless, thoughtless way, adhering to a precept that says nutrition is not linked to disease or obesity, so it really doesn't matter what I eat, which is exactly how we have arrived where we are today, with the majority of Americans being obese and diabetic and needing hip replacements and knee replacements. So I guess you have to make a choice. Would you rather be labeled as crazy but be thriving at 90, or would you rather be labeled as part of the acceptable masses and be sitting in an institution at 65 with dementia, loading your diaper and waiting for it to be changed? That's an easy answer for me. I don't know about you, but I think that's what it really comes down to. We're going to take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, please go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, and we'll tell you why later.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor
inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Break down, baby.
Break down, baby. Welcome back. So, Brooke said he wished he had somebody else on the show to have an opinion, and of course, Elisa stepped up and said, I'll come on and give a woman's opinion. And I got to tell you something, I got a feeling, I mean, Brooks, I don't know if you would agree with this statement, but I think most guys would look at this study and go, yeah, who cares? But women will be affected by this study.
Absolutely. And if you read about it, what you find is they give, you know, the case history story is always a woman. You know, typically it's a young woman and she got into some kind of what some would view as an extreme diet and ended up losing weight or losing too much weight or having health problems or just not feeling good. And, you know, she's overcome the challenge and now she's, you know, eating a quote, balanced diet and so on. They are not using men, although...
Yeah, men don't care.
Well...
We don't care. In fact, men embrace the idea of being crazy. You guys are like... You know, oh man, that dude was crazy in high school. Not like he was an idiot, like he was so cool. Elisa, what do you think about this?
Well, I'd like to point out something. One of the two of you said earlier that how much do people spend on medication? As a woman, a more mature woman, I eat to be healthy. That's my medication. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And as far as being a mental disorder, I haven't read the study that you guys are referring to. I haven't read it yet, but I think he's crazy.
Yeah. No, but you know what this is? Since its inception, psychology and psychiatry have been the stepchildren of the medical orthodoxy. It wasn't until they huddled up in a private meeting in Puerto Rico and created the first DSM, which gave them validity because they were able to say this is a disease and this is a disease and then able to start treating. No, but my point is the psychological psychiatry industry has worked so hard over the past years to ever expand their net of what is considered diagnosable, treatable diseases with such ambiguity and loosey-goosiness that they've actually become laughable now. I think most people think that psychiatrists and psychologists are just a bunch of dummies because if you bite your fingernails, that's a disease. It's called compulsive grooming.
Look, anorexia is real. Bulimia
yes.
is real.
Yes.
Those are real disorders, and I feel for people who are experiencing those disorders. But to categorize that type of eating disorder with someone who wants to remain healthy, it's ludicrous because there's no connection there.
Well, especially in the face of emerging science that is proving that the choices of food that people have been making for the past since the 70s, when fat became demonized and cereal grains became the cash crop of our government and farmers, that we have become progressively sicker. And to ignore that, I would think, would be a mental illness. It would be like denying that you're heading towards a cliff so that the psychiatrist in the front seat doesn't see you flinch. And so you go off the cliff, but you go off the cliff with him thinking you're okay. Who cares what he thinks? Kick him out of the car and make a sharp left.
What one of the things that seems to be going on here is that you have some people who are in terrific physical condition. And you know, particularly we see older people who take care of themselves who look 20 years younger and act and feel 20 years younger. Part of that is exercise, part of that is keeping their weight under control, part of that is diet and nutrition. Those people should be role models, they should be applauded. they should be held up as worthy of emulation. And for someone to come along and to say, if you think about your diet, if you think about your nutrition, if you spend time finding good healthy food, preparing good healthy food,
Or just recognizing that there's a difference.
You know, to say that that person has some kind of obsessive disorder is, you know, I think, my personal opinion, you know, I think that's a very, very bad thing. And I think it's completely different than anorexia or bulimia.
Yes,
you know, which you where know, some obviously,
is what I come down to quite often is when like for instance when they talk about addiction, an addiction has some very very specific notable signs. Like if you are doing a high risk behavior and it's starting to compromise your job, your relationship, and you choose that high-risk behavior over staying employed, over your marriage, over your children's well-being, then you have a problem. But quite to the contrary, if you look at the people who pay attention to their diets, except for the fringes, you know, the anorexic on one end and the super obese out-of-control eater on the other end, when you look at people who pay attention to their diet, they tend to be relatively healthy. Regardless of whether they're vegetarians or vegan, they're not coming down with the number of diseases. They're not, and their food template choice doesn't get them fired, doesn't cause divorce. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, can I say something?
Yeah, please.
To speak to what Brooks was saying a few minutes ago, Brooks, I once had a guy who was a physician say to me that I looked good for my age because I don't and have never smoked cigarettes. So I think part of this is because the doctors don't put value on nutrition. They don't put value on the food that we eat.
That's true.
They don't see the value to that.
But that's because part of the AMA's agenda a long time ago, Randy Roach came on the show and talked about the formation of the AMA was designed to empower physicians so that people trusted physicians over their own critical thinking. And part of the mission of the AMA, and this is not conspiracy, they completely ignored nutrition at all. No research about nutrition was ever given any credibility in the early years because they wanted people to understand that only through medicine could you have results. That food did nothing, bad or good, zero. It was a push. And that was very, very strategic of them to do that early on. And as a result, the curriculum that doctors are taught under completely ignores nutrition's value as either a therapeutic or a cause for disease. And this is, and I see something even more sinister here. I see the psychiatric industry attempting to leverage. See, they're losing the battle. When I say they, I mean the medical orthodoxy, the pharmaceutical companies. They're losing the battle because more and more people are paying attention to how they eat and fewer people are marching into that mass of sick human beings today. Now, it might be minuscule. The SAD diet is still working in full effect, but there are fewer and fewer people choosing and more people aware that food plays a role. So I see this as an opportunity for the psychiatric industry to go, hey, we can align ourselves. They're losing the battle. Let's help them a little bit. Let's talk about that. If you pay attention to how you eat, you could actually have a mental illness. Let's stigmatize it. And this is no accident, folks. The psychiatric industry sees an opportunity to A, broaden the net so broad that just about every American will fall into this category, but more importantly, align themselves with the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda, which has been losing its battle lately. You want to stay with us, Elisa?
No, I'm good. I can go.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Close. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. So it's official. I have a mental disorder. I think everybody already knew that. Just add this one to the multitude of mental disorders that I have. I think I'm entitled to disability. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind a $3,000 or $4,000 a month check coming in before I wake up in the morning. That's a wonderful thing. We're talking with Brooks Kubik right now. His website is brookskubik.com. We'll talk about the wild success of his ebooks a little bit towards the end of the show. You're going to want to sit tight for that. And, of course, my co-host from Casual Friday, Elisa Profumo, has joined us graciously to talk openly about this from a female perspective, because I really do think that women are much more affected by this kind of stuff in the media, because women are the ones who worry about their weight. I mean, it's really sad. You know, we just had the Oscars on last night. All these women in these fantastic dresses. You know that there were millions of women sitting in their living rooms, looking at some of these actresses who have personal trainers and people cooking food for them, people making their clothes and going, you know, man, I wish I looked like that. And that's sad that they feel that way. And it's even worse if the idiots who make up the rules for the DSM are going to now make you feel like you have a mental illness if you worry about how you eat. Brooke, step in, please.
Well, the thing that strikes me about this, and I went back at the break and I went through an article that is on the CNN website about this. They have a photo of a woman shopping, and she's got some tomatoes in her hand, and she's looking at different types of what appear to be fresh organic greens, and she's pondering, what do I get?
And that means she has a mental illness.
And it's a woman. And the story highlights they tell us are that include health experts say extreme healthy eating, in quotes, can threaten health and relationships. And I'm looking, and then I read, and you know, it's all about the stories in the article are about women. They're not talking about men. And Elisa, I'd be interested in your perception. What is a woman to do when you're told you're supposed to look like a Hollywood movie star, but you're also told if you spend a lot of time and you know, you're careful about your food choices, then you might be going too far and it might interfere with healthy eating and with your relationships. I mean, that's a catch-22.
Well, I'd like to say this. I think that if they being the government, the powers that be, didn't make it so difficult for us to know what's in our food, to know what we're eating. You know, when I go to the grocery store, I have to spend quite a bit of time looking at labels, looking at what's in my food. If it weren't so difficult for us in the first place, then we wouldn't have to spend quite as much time trying to eat healthy.
This is really a good point. I'll tell you why. Because we take it for granted. We become immune to the fact that label laws and labeling of food products, which is regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, is completely in favor of manufacturers. The fact that they can have a chip product that says something like, pick a healthy source of carbohydrates. What's the quinoa chips, right? And you go, like, they're supposed to be an alternative to, you don't want a corn chip, for instance. And you read it, and quinoa is the second ingredient. The first ingredient is corn. The fact that the Food and Drug Administration allows them to call that a quinoa chip is because they put very little value on the population's knowing and put all the value on making it easy for manufacturers to slip it by you. Imagine anything else in life. Imagine your employer pays you in cash, and he counts. He says, I've got 40 bills here. You get $4,000 a month. I have 40 bills here, but some of them are fives and some of them are hundreds. And take these 40 bills and go. That's your pay. You'd be like, no, there's fives mixed in there. I get 4,000. Oh, no. You got 40 bills. Be happy.
Okay, so, and also, too, like, fructose is now just another name for high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
You know, manufacturers are able to hide ingredients because
thanks to
of
the FDA.
How they're allowed to label things, and the consumer doesn't know this unless they research it. So, you know, we do have to spend quite a bit of time trying to stay healthy, and the reason is because what they're allowed to do, what the manufacturers are allowed to do with their ingredients.
Well, to lie to us. They're basically allowed to lie to us, regardless of what side of the table you stand on. This is good, that's not good. You should know that you're getting this or that when you're eating it. Listen to this paragraph from CNN, since you talked about fructose, Elisa. Do you run the risk of being labeled orthorexic if you refuse to eat at most mainstream restaurants where nearly every source of salad dressing contains soybean oil or high fructose corn syrup? Or will you be labeled too extreme if you choose to buy only local, organically produce, organic produce? According to Sandra Cronenberg, National Director of the Eating Disorders Treatment Collaborative, it depends on how much the fixation interferes with your quality of life and your ability to be social and function. You know what? That, I'm sure that if you won't eat at a McDonald's, then they're going to say, well, that's impairing your quality of life because you have to drive 15 minutes out of the way to find something. See.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Please.
Do you guys think that this, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but this kind of, do you think that this is coming to light because of all the people who are now concerned about GMO labeling?
Oh, you must have missed that. I said that in the first segment. I said the psychiatry industry has got an opportunity to do two things. To broaden their net to fit just about everybody in America today, whether you're obese or not obese, whether you don't care what you eat, whether you do care what you eat. But the other thing is, this is going to give them credibility because the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda have been losing the battle to nutrition as of late. And so this is an opportunity for psychiatry, which has been the stepchild to medicine, to step up and go, hey, we're going to help you guys out. Bring us into the fold, too.
Yes, I did miss that. I apologize.
No, it's okay.
You see an awful lot of bashing of people who make what I would consider healthy food choices. And I believe a lot of it is concerted efforts by commercial interests to bash them. So you have everybody laughs at the Hollywood star with the extreme diet. Everybody laughs at the yuppie in the SUV who drives to the Big Bucks organic store to spend a lot of money on organic food. You know, everybody laughs at somebody who's obsessive about their health and fitness.
Right.
You know, and you see this all through, you know, Facebook, YouTube, social media, Huffington Post, CNN, everywhere. People are ridiculed for what I would believe in many cases are pretty good, pretty smart, healthy food, healthy eating choices. But someone always finds a way to attack them. And the interesting thing is there's so many different attacks, some of which will make conservatives laugh at them, some of which will make liberals laugh at them. It's almost like calculated. Let's figure out as many ways as we can to make people appear, to marginalize people who are interested in healthy eating.
Right.
That's what I think is really going on, and I think there's a lot of commercial interest behind it. You know, it's like when they created the male Carl, you've done shows on this, you know, the male obsession with physical appearance.
Oh yeah, we did that. What do they call that again? It's a form of anorexia. It's bigorexia they call it. Yeah,
bigorexia, yeah. And they took what they all, you know, women were always getting the anorexia label, and bang, they moved it over to bigorexia, and so, you know, now we've got men and women, a lot of whom are making smart choices about diet and nutrition and exercise and lifestyle, and people are looking at them and thinking, you know, I wonder if they're overdoing that. Seems to be too extreme.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about conspiracy theories either here. It's very, very simple to see how organizations support each other to try to garner strength of opinion for their particular discipline. And that's exactly what the psychiatric industry is doing right now. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Brooks Cubic and Elisa Profumo. This is Superhuman Radio. Hey, do you have a mental illness? Join the club.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freakmaker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores, and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
You have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755. 539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
He only smokes weed when he needs to. He's not an addict. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. His website is brookskubik.com. We're going to talk about his ebooks in just a little bit. And Elisa Profumo, my co-host from Casual Friday, who's joining us here Monday. So Chris Sullivan posted on Facebook, yes, Elisa. I think that's a big part of it. These commercial entities know that folks are catching on and are concerned. Their PR campaigns will be going full on at this point. Anything that supports they can get, they will take. Any support they can get, they will take. They will find ways to use medical establishment conjecture to their advantage. I agree completely.
I was just reading the article while we were in the break. I find it interesting that they're comparing this disorder with OCD.
Yeah. I personally think that this actually is going to be seen by a large portion of the population who knows the truth about the linkage between nutrition, disease, and therapeutic effects of foods, that the psychiatry industry as a whole is really going out on a limb to do anything they can to gain credibility, and they've actually lost credibility. And thank God for those of us who grew up in the 60s and 70s, because we're already counterculture. So we already don't follow the masses. We choose our own paths. So this won't affect us, but this is going to affect a large majority of people who may have just gotten on the bandwagon about paying attention to how they eat, and they're going to go, oh my God, I have a mental illness. I can't do this now.
There's another interesting thing about the article. They have links to three other articles. And the first one, not an article, but a video. So the first video is link between addiction and depression, with a photo of a healthy brain compared to an addict's brain. And then there's a link to a video on eating disorders and alcoholism. And then a link to an article, how to break your addiction to food. Okay? Now, I don't think these things happen accidentally. Somebody chose to put those links with this article.
Right.
And the links are implying this is some kind of addiction. And in the article, they have a wonderful line here. This is one of those let's get everybody worried lines. Code red. The condition is understudied, and no one knows how widespread it is.
Yeah.
That's laughable to me.
I mean, that's just trying, you know, we're all supposed to be afraid.
Well, I found interesting in the article they stated that people are not getting the nutritional needs met daily because of this trying to eat healthy. But when you look at it, the people who don't eat healthy don't get their nutritional value.
Well, and we talked about this at the beginning of the show, and you missed this, but who determines what is healthy nutrition? The government. So if you're not eating according to the standard American diet, high in cereal grains, very, very limited in animal proteins, you're going to be seen as not getting the nutrition you're supposed to get. Even though there's so much good evidence out there that we've been talking about for a decade now, that high fat diets that have adequate amounts of fat in them are healthier than diets that are fat free or low fat. You know, I mean, it's just, why do they get to choose what's considered healthy? They're friggin' psychiatrists. It's the government. They don't know anything about what's healthy.
And if you want to take it a step further, you guys were talking about going to the farmer's market, spending time gardening, going to the farmer's market. Those foods are so much healthier than what you get at the grocery store. So spending time gardening and going to the farmer's market, you're going to get much more nutritionally sound food.
This article serves to make people worry who are just cognizant and being conscious that there is a linkage between food and disease. Everybody who, they're going to be ridiculed by their friends. See, I told you. He was crazy for not wanting to eat carbs. You know, we had that pizza the other night, and he wouldn't even have any. He's got a mental illness. No, he's actually the one that doesn't have the mental illness. Those of you who are in denial that your diet is improper and poor, those are the ones with the mental illness. They have denial. I have to take some time here to plug Brooks, because his books on Amazon Kindle, are now in the top 10 books on Amazon and Kindle in that segment. What segment is that? Is that fitness and health?
I think it's men's health. I'd have to go. I'd have to pop online and check. But we had one that made it up to number two for a little while. I think it's number three or four right now. And one day, well, for a couple of days, we had two books in the top 10. And that was just absolutely astonishing because I write for a fairly small audience. It's people who are really serious about this stuff, not what I would call recreational trainees, but people who are really seriously focused. And apparently there's a lot more of them out there than I had imagined, which is great.
Well, I just happened to look in one of my email inboxes, and what lo and behold, what I see is an email from Amazon telling me, obviously because of book choices I've made in the past, the Dinosaur Military Press is now a Kindle ebook. Carl, we thought you might be interested to know that this is now available as an ebook, and it's got a picture of the guy doing the military press. It says the Dinosaur Military Press and Shoulder Power Course by Brooks Kubik. And it says people who bought these books also like the Dinosaur Military Press. Jailhouse Strong, the Encyclopedia of Underground Strength and Conditioning, Practical Program. All those people, CMAS, Power to the, all those people also bought your book. So I can't get over this. They've got you, even with Dan John. I mean, it's amazing. Just why didn't you do an ebook a long time ago?
Because I'm not real bright, I guess.
Because he has an eating disorder.
Yeah, that's what it is. You're so busy farming and friggin' cooking all your meals instead of going to McDonald's that you didn't make that decision faster.
You know, the interesting thing, I try to listen to my readers. You know, I've been doing this for almost 25 years now. I try to listen to the readers, and for years I've thrown out, do you want us to try ebooks? And the response I get is, no, I like ink on paper. I don't like ebooks, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, you know, if they don't want it, there's no sense going to the
but
time
that's,
of trouble.
But that's your existing audience, you are now bringing a whole new group of people into the fold of dinosaur training.
Exactly. And I think I may have shared with you, had a young man in India, a law student, in lousy shape. His girlfriend told him, you got to shape up. You got to start training. And he couldn't find any good source of training information. Goes back to the girlfriend, says, you know, I'm sorry, but I think this stuff is just not very good. I'm not going to do it. Turns out she's a medical student. She goes to one of her professors and says, hey, my boyfriend needs a workout program. What should he do? Professor in medical school in India recommends dinosaur training.
Wow, that's cool.
He gets it, and for Valentine's Day, he sent me an email. His Valentine's Day present was my ebook, Dinosaur Training Secrets.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's great.
We've come to the end of the interview. I hope that nobody in this audience gives a second thought to this propaganda being promoted by the psychiatry industry as a whole, which, in my humble opinion, there are real diseases out there, mental disorders. This is not one of them, and shame on them for trying to turn it into one. Shame on them. And I hope they all eat. I hope they all eat the standard American diet, because then they'll turn over faster and we'll have new people in the industry sooner. Alisa Profumo, thanks for making yourself available. I know you're busy.
Oh, you're welcome. Brooks, it's nice talking with you. See you guys later.
Okay, go cook
thanks
your food. Go obsess and cook your food now, Alisa.
I'm going to, and then I'm getting on the treadmill, too.
Oh, my goodness. You've got several mental disorders working.
I do.
All right, Brooks. Thanks for being on today, brother.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, bye. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Leif Richardson to talk about, could bees be saved by nature's medicine cabinet? Wait till you hear what that is. We'll be right back.
Performance counts. products, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Cana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Well, Dr. Leif Richardson is a no-show. Luckily, I have Brooks Kubik still on the line with me. This is the only part of the job I hate. When we make appointments with people and they just don't show up. And, you know, it's live radio. It's very, very difficult to rebound from that. How do you rebound from that? The guest just doesn't show up. And I'm sure that there's a legitimate reason for why he's not showing up. He forgot or he's stuck in the snow. I think he's up in Vermont. So I might try to call him during the next break, but it's just very frustrating. I really wanted to do this discussion, too, Brooks, because there's some evidence that nicotine is actually beneficial for bees. And the linkage between neonicotinoids I wanted to discuss, but more importantly of Roundup, because the neonicotinoids, and well, nicotine actually enhances a bee from recovering from disease states by influencing a healthy microbiome. There's that darn pesky microbiome again that I'm sure the psychiatrist would think we're crazy to even worry about. And that neonicotinoids may be playing a role in some of this problem, but also that nicotine in plants like burley tobacco could be beneficial for bees. And I really wanted to have that discussion because I wanted to talk about neonicotinoids and Roundup on glyphosate, because one is disabling them from rebounding from disease states, and the other one is actually destroying the microbiome further and putting them further into disease states. So, but unfortunately, I mean, you're an avid farmer slash gardener. You take your garden very seriously. Do you actually take steps to help bees?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're going to be doing more. We're going to plant some milkweed. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's for the monarchs. For the bees, we plant at the end of every garden bed. We plant flowers that will attract bees. And we try to work in a lot of herbs that will attract them. We try to use a lot of different scents and fragrances and flowers that they actually like. We've got a wonderful bush that we got from our daughter that attracts bees, and we have it right out at one end of the garden, and basically we've tried to create sort of a perimeter where every garden bed has things in it that attract bees. All of the corners of the garden and the sides and perimeter of the garden have things that will attract them. And we try to do everything that we can to bring them over because they are so important. And, you know, we want them in the garden. We want them fed and we want them healthy.
Well, one of the things that you could do, quite frankly, is to plant some tobacco.
That's one that I have to admit I had never thought of.
I mean, tobacco is an evil plant to smoke and inhale or to chew. For humans, it's not good, but nicotine is important for bees.
I had absolutely no idea. And, you know, it'd be really interesting to talk to some people in Kentucky who grow tobacco.
I guess I got to get Elisa back on because her stepdad grew tobacco and she used to help with all that.
she would know if they attracted bees. We had a bee swarm that we attracted into the yard. Have you ever seen a live bee swarm?
No. I closed my eyes the last time I saw a hornet swarm because they were coming after me and they stung me all about my head and face when I was about 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't see them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I looked out one day, and we've got a tree in the backyard, and I looked out, and on one of the branches about 10, 12 feet off the ground, it looked like there was something wrapped around the branch that was alive. And it was like, what is that? And I took a closer look, and it was a bee swarm. And apparently they were in search of a new hive, a new something. Maybe the queen bee died. I don't know. But there they were. And they stayed there for about a day, and then they took off. And I'm presuming they found some place. But we actually called a local beekeeper and said, we've got a swarm in the backyard, and, you know, if you'd like to come over and take it and give it a nice place to, you know, give them a nice place to live, go ahead. They were going to do that, but never showed up, and the bees just moved along on their own.
Dr. Leif Richardson just messaged with Elisa, and he will be on.
Sure.
But I'd like, do you have time to stay with me when I talk to him?
Sure, sure.
You know, because I think this would be really good. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take an early break. I'm going to take a break now.
Okay.
And if you stay with me, and I'm going to get him on too, and we'll all discuss this, because I think this will be really interesting, because you have a unique perspective as actually having hands-on relationship with the health and lives of bees. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX. It's a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines Protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline, and medium-chain triglycerides. A 2-to-1 carb-to-protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freak Maker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freak Maker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
I'm so delicious.
Welcome back.
So delicious.
I'm very excited to say that we have Dr. Leek Richardson on the line with us. Brooks Kubik is still on with us as well. Brooks has a long time of being a not only gardener, but an urban farmer. He, as earlier in the discussion, we were talking about how he does things to actually help pollinators. Dr. Richardson, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So let's talk about the research that you did, first of all. I love the opening lines. You know, nicotine is not necessarily healthy for people, but apparently it is healthy for certain pollinators like bees, right?
Right. So the research we did, it's interesting. Most people don't realize that plants, they produce these chemicals like nicotine as a defense against their herbivores. but that they also put those chemicals in the nectar and pollen. And nectar and pollen are these substances that are gathered by bees and other insects and birds and other things that are pollinators of plants. And so if those chemicals are deterrent in the leaves or toxic to consumers when they're in the leaves, it doesn't seem to make sense that they would be anything other than that in the nectar and pollen. But what we found is that when bees eat these chemicals, they have lower parasite loads. And we tested 8 separate types of chemicals that are naturally occurring in different plant nectars. And for 4 of them, we found that there was a significant effect on the bee parasites. So they 4 of those chemicals depressed the number of parasite cells in the bees. And yes, nicotine was one of them. Another alkaloid called anabasine is another. Both of those come from tobacco. And then there's a terpenoid chemical called thymol, which comes from basswood or linden tree nectar. And that also depressed the parasite load of the bees. And then the last one is called catalpol. It's an iridoid glycoside that is found in a plant called turtlehead in the nectar. It's found in many other plants, probably in some of them in the nectar, although we haven't looked yet.
So now, when we talk about parasites, we're talking about the pathogenic bad microbes that bees come in contact with. But we also, there's a lot of emerging research about the good bacteria, and in the form of the bioflora or microbiome of humans and all species out there, including bees. It seems that nicotine also enhances this particular area, the microbiome or the bioflora of bees, that makes them more robust to these parasites, correct?
That is not something that we studied in this present work. But you're right that bees, like humans and many other animals, have a fauna, have animals essentially living in their guts. And in the case of bees, it's many species of bacteria, probably fungi and some other stuff. And just recently, within the last 5 years, research has demonstrated that some of these bacteria are beneficial to bees. And it's similar to the lactobacillus that you might have in your own gut. And so we know that the bacteria and other organisms that live in the gut of the bee play a role in immune function. But we don't know too much about how that happens. And so this is a study that shows that some plant chemicals can reduce the prevalence of a protozoan parasite in the gut of the bee, same place that the bacteria live. So it is possible that what's happening is an interaction between the plant chemical, those bacteria you mentioned, and the bad guy, the parasite of the bee. But we didn't study the mechanism by which the number of parasites is reduced. So we don't know if the nicotine and other chemicals are directly toxic to the parasite, or whether they stimulate the bacteria in the gut to perform some immune function, or something else. So that remains a mystery.
Brooks, do you have any questions?
I do have a question. If you were a tobacco farmer in Kentucky, would you find that bees selectively that they are attracted to the tobacco plants?
That is a great question. It really depends on a lot of things. Many types of tobacco have flowers with long corollas or long flower tubes, and those I think tend to be adapted to pollination by birds like hummingbirds. And many bees cannot reach the nectar in those flowers, and so your basic Nicotiana rusticum or the tobaccum, the ones that are grown for tobacco, I'm not sure how long the flower is and whether bees commonly visit them. But for the shorter flowered types, yes, they're attractive to bees, and they're certainly attractive to hummingbirds out in the West, where there are some native tobaccos that grow. It's kind of an interesting question, because even though tobacco contains what is a fairly toxic molecule for many animals, that being nicotine, and also anabasine, the second one I've mentioned. Although it contains these compounds, tobacco farmers in Kentucky and elsewhere have a serious problem with pest control, because there are these bugs that are specialized to eat only plants that contain nicotine. Mm. And so farmers in your area will be familiar with the tobacco hornworm. It's this moth that flies at night, looks for, can smell tobacco plants, lays its eggs on tobacco, and the larva of the animal are quite happy eating tobacco. And the reason is actually that they selectively take up the chemicals in the nicotine and other alkaloids in the tobacco. They sequester these in their blood or their hemolymph. And the reason they do that is that that makes them toxic to their predators and parasites. Okay, so as a tobacco farmer, you have these pest insects that eat the toxic plant you grow, but you also may have these bees that eat a lower concentration of the same chemicals in the nectar and the pollen of the plant. And our research demonstrates that those bees may actually get a benefit from consuming nicotine and annabasine at those low concentrations.
Was there a difference in the shape of the flower with the traditional or heritage tobaccos, Native American tobaccos? Were those more accessible to bees, do you think, or have they always been the same and relatively inaccessible?
It depends on the tobacco species. And so if you go shopping for seeds from greenhouses and seed suppliers, you'll find some heirloom tobaccos that have very short flowers that are attractive to bees. But I think that many of the ornamental types of Nicotiana, which is the genus name for the group of plants that contains the tobacco that we grow for human use, though I think you'll find that many of those have very long flowers, very long, narrow tubes to them, and so most bees are excluded from the nectar. But if someone is interested in growing tobacco for bees, certainly there are varieties that are attractive to bees that are visited by them and that contain nicotine and annabasine.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's because we even said that in your absence. We were saying, you know, I guess we need to start planting tobacco in our gardens, not for us to consume and smoke or chew, but as way stations for the bees. We already talked about building way stations for the monarchs now that all the milkweed is being killed by the overuse of certain herbicides, that we need to do something to help the bees as well so people can plant. But we have to find out, obviously, the commercial burley, like anything else, is selected for and hybridized to produce nothing but big leaves that end up going into the tobacco products that they produce, and far less of the things that are meaningless to tobacco farmers, probably like flowers and stems and so on. So you have to look for the right kind of tobacco to grow for bees.
That's right. And there are several businesses. There are many, but I'd recommend just a couple different purveyors of heirloom seeds if your listeners are interested in this stuff. There's just a number of different companies that sell, that focus on selling old-time varieties of plants, and I know that they carry some tobacco that you might grow for smoking or you might grow for ornamental reasons. There's a place called Baker Creek Seeds that you can find online. There's something called Seed Savers that I would encourage people to look at if you're a gardener and you're interested in growing these things. Saving and trading seeds that have been handed down through generations and so on. And then the other one is called Native Seed Search, and it is a company in Arizona that collects heritage and heirloom seeds from native people in Mexico and the southwestern U.S. They have lots of tobacco species or varieties that they sell, and certainly some of those would be beneficial for bees.
What's the name? Our audience is determined to help bee populations, and you've written a book specifically about the bees of North America, right?
Yeah, I have. So with three other co-authors, I wrote a book called Bumblebees of North America, an Identification Guide. So this is something like a field guide to the different species of bumblebees that occur throughout North America. It was published last year in 2014 by Princeton University Press. And it's available on Amazon. It's available at other booksellers online and in stores. And we think it's a great guide for the beginning naturalist or entomologist, as well as the professional, for distinguishing the different types of bees, for understanding the habitats they use, for understanding some of the problems of decline of species where they were once very common and now they're disappearing.
And I want to talk about that. The name of the book again is Bumblebees of North America, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so go check it out at Amazon.com. We're going to come right back with more of Dr. Leif Richardson and Brooks Kubik. I've got more questions. Stay tuned.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you want freakish muscle gains? Freak Maker Build from AAEFX is a scientifically engineered post-workout formula that combines protolan, whey isolate, whey concentrate, milk isolate, casein and egg, quality protein sources with carbolin, free alkaline and medium chain triglycerides, a 2-to-1 carb to protein ratio to optimize post-training recovery and repair. Freakmaker Build delivers 58 grams of fast-absorbing carbolin to replenish glycogen stores and 1.5 grams of Cre-alkaline pH-buffered creatine monohydrate. Get Freakmaker Build today. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AAEFX banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Leif Richardson, and I've got Brooks Kubik on with us as well. We're talking about the plight of the bumblebee and how tobacco plants could be something important for bees to have access to, especially the older heirloom-type tobacco plants with the short flowers, because nicotine plays a role in bee health. So the first question that comes to mind is neonicotinoids. Neonicotinoids are the form of pesticide that many farmers use today. Clearly, this is a molecule that looks very much like nicotine. What role do neonicotinoids have in weakening the bee community's health? Or are neonicotinoids actually good for them because it emulates nicotine?
Great question. So there is a large body of research showing that neonicotinoid chemicals have quite negative effects on bees, bumblebees, honeybees, many other sorts. And so I should just back up there. These are synthetic pesticides that are designed by humans that are similar in their structure to nicotine, as you said. So they're similar, but they're not the same thing. They appear to be more toxic than nicotine found in its natural form. I should say also that nicotine itself is quite toxic to insects, and it has a similar mode of action to that in people. It's a neurotoxin,
right?
As with many of these things, this is a dose-dependent effect. So bees are consuming a sugar syrup in our experiments that mimics a nectar that contains, let's say, something like 5 parts per million nicotine. It's a very, very small amount. So if you up the dose to 500 parts per million, the bee will probably die. So at this very low dose, the bees are getting an anti-parasite benefit. And in our experiments, we were not able to detect any cost to the bee, any negative effects on the bee. But I should say two things. First, that there could be negative effects on the bee that we didn't detect because we didn't look in the right place. And second, bees may consume more nicotine in their lifetimes than we used in these experiments. And so there could be negative effects that just were not detected. But I've been asked a couple of times recently about neonicotinoids. And I think it's clear that they are a bad thing for bees. I understand how beneficial they are in terms of profiting from agriculture, but they're having some very bad side effects on the environment. And I've had a few people ask, well, if nicotine reduces bee parasite load, well, couldn't these neonicotinoids also do the same? And I think the answer is, first of all, I didn't study that and I don't know, but second, it's possible. It's certainly possible. But if bees die when they consume neonicotinoids, or they have these sublethal effects where they fail to reproduce, or they live for a shorter period of time, or they forget how to forage, even if the chemical also kills their parasites in their gut, I think the overall outcome for the bee is going to be a negative one.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction, and I am completely uneducated. I have no letters after my name that someone can threaten to take away from me for saying outlandish and absurd things. But I know that neonics were in development through the 80s and 90s, but really launched onto the scene in the mid-90s to a greater degree. And they obviously posed a threat to the poor bee. There's no doubt about it. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, there's a big difference between a hormetic effect and something that kills you. There seems to be a lot of things in human lives and animal lives and bug lives that we can leverage the hormetic effects. But once we go on beyond that point, it starts to hurt us. But
that's right.
Neonics are synthetic, number one. And if we know anything about biology, we know that anything synthetic doesn't interact with the human body the way the naturally occurring forms. This goes from vitamin E on down to pick your poison. But more importantly, I predict that there is a combined effect between the neonicotinoid disruption and the complete suppression of the bee's microbiome from glyphosate. that is the reason that these two things combined are wiping the bees out. They work in two different pathways on the same thing. One is going to make the parasites, opportunities greater. The other one is going to make fertile soil, so to speak, in the bee's body for these parasites by destroying the microbiome in general, which we know that's how glyphosate works. It does it in the soil and it does it in the things that eat it as well. It disrupts the healthy microbes. And so I have a feeling that the reason people are going to say, well, we didn't see this kind of fallout in bees back in the 80s and 90s when neonics were first started. You're right. It wasn't until glyphosate was introduced that they got the 1-2 punch.
Well, that's worth considering. I think that's a reasonable hypothesis, and it would deserve some study, and I can think of some ways that could be investigated. And I'd like to comment on what you said about these combinations. And so with these beneficial effects of naturally occurring plant chemicals on bees and on other insects, in our experiments, we only tested the effect of a single compound at a single strength in bees. But in many plants, in many situations, the chemicals occur in concert, or there are a whole suite of chemicals, or over the life of the plant, the chemistry of a particular organ or product of the plant changes. And so, for example, we fed bees nicotine or control, or we fed bees this thing called anabasine or a control. But anabasine and nicotine are both alkaloids from tobacco nectar. And if bees feed on tobacco nectar, they're actually getting both of them,
right. So, they may have a synergistic effect.
There could be an additive effect where it's 2+2, or there, as you say, could be a synergistic effect where you put the two together and you get 10 instead of 4.
Right.
So, that's something that we know occurs from the studies of herbivores, of foliar herbivores, those animals that eat the leaves of plants. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens with bees. And here I'm talking about beneficial effects of these chemicals on bees. But you brought up the possibility of detrimental synergisms with the pesticide world, and certainly that could be happening also.
Yeah, it's scary. So I think that it's fair to say that having access to plants that contain these components, these constituents, the nicotine, as you said, amidine is the other one, is that right?
Anabasine.
Anabasine, sorry. It's all about the anabasine, no trouble. These things, having access, the bees know how to regulate how much of this stuff that they want, in my humble opinion. It's when humans get involved and we go, well, let's try giving them this much. When maybe they, as you point out, there's a lot we don't know. And what we have to assume is through evolution that bees have figured out just how much of the tobacco plant to take advantage of. So I have to believe that planting heirloom tobacco in your garden as something good for your bees is a good thing to do.
That's a fine suggestion. And I'd like to bring something up that I think your listeners might be interested in. There's this term self-medication, and when we say it about people, we're often talking about people using drugs recreationally,
right,
or perhaps to improve their bodies somehow. But it's also a term used in the biological peer review literature to describe a phenomenon that animals have, and we call it self-medication. When an animal eats a plant containing a chemical that solves some problem that they have, some disease problem, for example. So we know that chimpanzees will change their diet when they're parasitized, and they'll eat plants that have very little nutritional value but do kill the parasite in the gut. There are numerous examples from other vertebrate animals like sheep and goats, as well as invertebrates like monarch butterflies and some other butterflies. We don't really yet know if bees do this, but we have some evidence that they probably are doing this, and most of the evidence is not published yet. But I can tell you that so in these experiments we didn't give them a choice. We just fed them. One bee got one diet, and she could choose to eat or not, but she couldn't choose whether to have nicotine or the control. But we know now that for some of these chemicals, there is probably choice going on depending on the parasite status of the bee. So indeed, they, in some cases, they are self-medicating. They're selectively harvesting chemicals that address a parasite problem when they have the parasite, but they're not doing so when they're healthy. So it brings up a lot of interesting issues about how nature works, how interactions between organisms work, and how this interaction between plants, pollinators, and the antagonists of the pollinators might be working.
Plug your book again real quick.
Sure. The book is called Bumblebees of North America. I'm one of four authors, and it's from Princeton University Press. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it from Princeton. You can just Google it online, Bumblebees of North America, and I think you'll find it.
Elisa just ordered it. She messaged me. She says, I just ordered the book.
All right,
I think more people need to order it. It's important because those of us who have the mental illness where we care about our food and we have gardens, we should also help the pollinators stick around because the large agricultural companies don't give a damn about them. Listen, Dr. Richardson, thanks for making time to come on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me and for your patience when I wasn't available.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. All right, Brooks, stay with me, Brooks. We're going to take one last commercial break. We'll be right back. I want to read a comment that was emailed to us about the first half of today's show with Brooks Kubik. Stay tuned.
Student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal
hormonal anabolics, Progenidrax.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I wish I spoke German so I know what they're saying. All right, so Dawn Blanken, who has helped this show immensely over the years with her diligent research and fact-checking ability, listening to the show live today, and she sent this email that I have to read. Hold on a second. Let me get it back here. She says, the language presented by Brooks is part of the medical slash AMA's longstanding attempt at social engineering, which sadly came out of the eugenics movement. For those of you who don't know this, we in the United States had a eugenics movement. Back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and even into parts of the 50s, those who had mental illness, it was acceptable to sterilize them so that they could not have children. It was appropriate to take very, very draconian measures with any person that our government deemed didn't fit the model. And so Dawn goes on to say, a good example of social engineering from here in Vermont. There was a time when people who ate a vegetarian diet, no matter how rich in dairy and eggs, were prohibited by law from being school teachers because they were considered mentally deficient.
Wow.
So this is nothing new.
Well, that's interesting, because one thing that I was thinking of during the first part of the hour, during our segment at the start of the hour, I was talking and throwing out the issue that so much of this is directed at women, and one thing that occurred to me, and I just never got a chance to say it, was what happens when there's a mom who's very concerned about a healthy diet
for their
children.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what happens if the school administrator says, hey, wait a minute, this woman, this mother, this parent has a mental disorder and...
Putting the child at risk because she only sends her to school with salmon and salad. She never sends her to school with pizza bagels.
Yeah.
And then Child Protective Services wants to come in and swoop the child away.
Yeah, and I was thinking, that's just... Well, I was going to say crazy, but I mean that's horrible, and it's not that far fetched. I think I've shared on the show. Trudy and I have been married 12 years. She has children from a previous marriage. She was a single mom for a long time, and there was a time when, as a single mom, she objected to the sugar candy coated breakfast cereal that the kindergarten would give to the kids at their snack break. And she said, I want them to have something that's more healthy. I want my son to have Cheerios, because they, just oats and not candy coating.
No sugar. Right.
Yeah.
No sugar. Right.
And so, 30 years ago, that was the position that she took. The school said, no, we're not going to let your son bring his Cheerios in and eat Cheerios because the other children wouldn't be able to have them. We want them all to have the same thing. And she said, okay, why don't you have everybody eat Cheerios? They said, nope, too expensive. And so here she is, single mom, not a lot of money. She says, fine, I will buy Cheerios for the whole class just to make sure that that's what my son gets.
But did that satisfy
the
administrator? I bet that didn't satisfy the administrator.
It did, but that was 30 years ago, and I bet today you wouldn't be able to do it.
No, they'd say, no, you can't. We can't. We're not doing that. You can't send your child to... Right.
And today, if Trudy were, you know, taking that healthy food position, she would probably say, I don't want my son eating cereal of any sort. What I want him to eat is vegetables. We're going to have healthy, fresh vegetables as his snack.
And she would have a mental illness then.
And then at that point, they would say, you know, you're obsessive about this. You're, you know, whatever. I think it's a real slippery slope.
We're losing our rights. And this is not just the liberals. This is not just the Republicans. This is not just any one group. Politicians and government operate, I've said this before, they operate from a position that we are too stupid to care for ourselves. We need someone to tell us how to have a relationship, how to raise children, how to, pretty soon they're going to tell you how to breathe. You know, I mean, it's like we are losing our rights every single day because of the idiocy of special interests. You know, doctors who want to prescribe drugs for you because you care about what you eat. And I know there's a lot of good therapists out there who actually help people. And unfortunately, they're getting lumped into this discussion, but I do recognize that there are really good doctors out there who are probably as appalled at the absurdity of this as most of us are, because they also get it that diet influences mental health and physical health. And so you do have to pay attention. But this is shameful that our government stands by. Not only do they stand by and allow it, but they're actually part of the movement. They're part of this movement. And why aren't more people pissed off about this?
It is surprising, and I am endlessly surprised that parents are not up in arms about these issues.
In a country where you can buy a product that will end your life over your lifetime through a disease associated with that product, a product that has been shown to kill, successfully shorten the lives of over 500,000 people a year, just in the U.S., a product that our government gets money from. They did a movie about blood diamonds. Oh, don't buy diamonds because they're harvested. And these people, they do documentaries about the people who are being shortchanged as cocoa farmers. They have bleeding heart groups that are trying to protect the coffee bean industry. We have all these special agenda organizations out there. Why hasn't somebody called this government out for taking tax dollars on a product that kills people? Do you understand what that means in its basic foundation? That you are able to shorten the lives of Americans without going to jail, without being penalized, as long as the government gets money out of you shortening those lives. They will condone it. In fact, they will protect it. They will protect it. So in a country where you can kill people with tobacco products, and I believe that you have the right to choose whether you want to die from cigarettes. I don't want them to outlaw cigarettes, but what I'm saying is, in a country where you can kill people with tobacco products, but they're going to call you men. I think you're mentally ill if you smoke a cigarette. Because it's, did I tell you the discussion I had with my son and his friend when they were smoking, when they first moved to San Diego? And I said, hey, what if you could buy that house across the street for $10,000? It's probably worth $750,000. I said, but it was loaded with asbestos and lead, and you couldn't have anybody come in and refurbish it. You had to live in it with the asbestos and lead, and you had to develop any diseases that came along with it, and it would absolutely shorten your life. Would you pay $10,000 for the house? They said, of course not. I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that? That's going to kill me. And then I looked at them and I said, but you're smoking a cigarette, and we know that that's going to do the same thing as the analogy I just gave you. And they both quit.
Interesting. Well, good. Very good. Here's the interesting thing. Why is research going into looking at people who make healthy food choices. Why are the dollars going there as opposed to research about people who smoke? And I guess the answer is the research money goes both places, whatever. But you know, it just strikes me that we waste time on a lot of things, in a lot of branches of science. And one of the things I think we're wasting money is studying healthy people and trying to figure out ways to undermine what they're doing, to challenge what they're doing. Why don't we focus on people who are unhealthy?
That's politically incorrect. Politically incorrect to talk to somebody who's obese about their obesity because you're insensitive, and it's none of your damn business. But meanwhile, you can label somebody who cares about what they eat as having a mental illness. This country is literally going off the cliff. It really is in so many areas that it's ridiculous now.
Well, one of the interesting things here is the whole notion of what is normal. You know, psychology is the science of what is normal human behavior, what is normal human thought. And things that are not normal by definition are abnormal. Okay? And the problem is what is normal is not necessarily what is good or what is healthy. It's what the majority of people do or what the majority of people believe. And the majority of people obviously do not spend a lot of time thinking about or engaging in exercise, thinking about or engaging in healthy diet, healthy lifestyle choices. And we see the results of that in ever-rising obesity and illness and disease. Why not focus on a change, a fundamental change? Go back to the Greek ideal, a healthy mind in a healthy body. That was a pretty good ideal.
Yeah.
You know, and that was 2,500, 3,000 years ago.
Yeah.
We're not advancing.
No.
And to label people who are concerned about health and fitness and diet and nutrition, to label them as having some kind of obsessive disorder, you know, really rubs me the wrong way.
Me too.
To use a non-scientific and non-technical term.
Hmm.
But a politer one than I was going to use. I wasn't sure if I could use what I meant to say on the air.
No, this is non-explicit family friendly radio.
Except for the occasion that somebody
I have to play something for you because I emailed it to you, but I know you haven't had a chance to see it. Listen to this and tell me what you think of it. Listen.
Okay.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay, sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
What do you think?
I think that's pretty good. I hope everyone was listening.
Yeah, I'm sure they were. We'll start playing that on tomorrow's show for sure. Listen, Brooks, thanks for bailing me out today.
Certainly.
We had our first guest was in Australia, got the time change wrong, so Alex had to reschedule her. And then our second guest was late coming on. So Brooks saved the show's life. So in return, go to Amazon and buy one of his Kindle books for $9.99. That's the price of 1.5 cups of Starbucks coffee. And this will give you a lot more pleasure for a lot longer time. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Carl.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, well, stay tuned. Stay tuned. We're signing off now, but we will be back tomorrow. So I hope you tune in then, and thank you for listening today.
health and performance benefits of phytonutrients.